City Council has approved third reading of an official community plan amendment and rezoning to facilitate a new subdivision with a mix of single-family houses and townhouses near the corner of Ospica and Tyner Boulevards. Alora Enterprises Limited, Inc. Number 132652 is seeking the rezoning for vacant land located at 4443 and 4505 Ospica Boulevard. Under the proposed rezoning, single-family houses would be allowed on 1.5 hectares of the site, and townhouses on 8.9 hectares of the 11.8-hectare site. A proposed covenant for the site would restrict development to a maximum density of 22 units per hectare, restrict townhouses to a maximum of 6 units per building and prohibit apartments. With the covenant in place, the developer would be able to build a maximum of 33 single-family homes and 195 townhouses. We see the proposed row housing development filling in a gap in housing in the neighborhood, L&M engineering planner Ashley Thandy said on behalf of the developer. Right now the housing in the area are all single-family homes. City Council approved third reading of the bylaw, following a public hearing which saw 5 people speak against the development. In addition, City Council received 7 letters and emails opposing the development, 7 others raising concerns and 1 in support. The increased traffic generated by this proposal will greatly affect the traffic level on our street as well as the neighborhood in general, area resident Dorothy Kerbrat wrote to City Council. This neighborhood is a family-focused neighborhood and does not at this time have sufficient developed park space for the children to play. As a result, they play on the streets. Less parkland and higher traffic levels make for increased danger to the children. Others raised similar concerns about traffic, loss of green space and potential erosion from the site. Final reading of the bylaws will come back to City Council for consideration. Once the developer has submitted a servicing brief and registered the restrictive covenant on the property, Councillors Trudy Clausen and Brian Skakin voted against the OCP amendment and rezoning.